The Goalies 92.5 Triple M. It's Bridge and Spider for Brekkie. 7:39. It's 8:39 on the Tweed. We normally do Spider Spray at this time. We'll get to that, but we wanted to speak with our mayor, Tom Tate, who joins us right now to discuss everything that's happening as he sees it from a local point of view. Of course, a lot of changes kicking in today to try and slow the spread of coronavirus.
Tom, big stance by ScoMo last night. We saw, you know, a shutdown, a lockdown of a lot of parts of Australia. What's the latest here for people on the Gold Coast?
Well, it goes right through the nation as far as restaurants and pubs and clubs are concerned. Today, I'll be making sure that our indoor sporting centres, like the Coomera Indoor Sporting Centres, Gold Coast Sports and Leisure, and Carrara Indoor will also be closed. I suspect that aquatic centre and swimming pools, community venues and libraries will follow soon. So I will be communicating about this at a later time.
Okay, Tom, now what is your task force all about? How can we keep our city as safe as possible?
Well, the first part of it, from the city point of view, is that I've asked the CEO to look at the city stimulus package. So we'll be working on that. I'll deliver that probably sometime tomorrow afternoon. It's talking about rates and fees and charges and payments to local suppliers. All those sort of stuff. But as far as the rest of the community is concerned, business leaders in different sector, it's a great feedback to know what they're doing and how we can help and get the message back to the Prime Minister.
Yeah, what about, you know, you're looking at schools here. Queensland haven't made the call with Anastasia at the moment, but, you know, we've got a few cases. Rickshaw's another health officer. So there's quite a few cases here on the Gold Coast. You thinking about making that call yourself, or you got to leave it to...
No, they'll be up to the Premier. And at the moment, when you listen to the Chief Medical Officer federally, he believes that it's low risk for children. And based on data, so he's recommending that no schools to be closed, and that and even if it does get closed, those kids who has parents in essential service with can still go to school, like the paramedics and surgeon and the like, because if the kids are at home, they're going to have to try to look after the kids and can't go to give us our essential services, you see. So right now, for children to go to school, if you don't want them to go to school, it's your responsibility to look after the kids.
Yep.
And we'll, mate, out of all this, all the finer details and things, to everybody, put in the back of their mind, hygiene and social distancing is the far most important part, and this is how we're going to beat this thing. So all the, whether we go to clubs and pubs, mate, just social distancing, hygiene, and... make sure you've got emergency stuff, first aid and all that stuff at home, or get ready like you do for disasters.
Tom, a bit concerned about the election this weekend with the pre-polls. People are not doing their social distancing. They don't want to put a break in the line in case someone jumps in. Do you think this can go ahead in the current climate, the way things are changing hourly? Do you think the election can happen this weekend, honestly?
On the contrary, I've been out to just about all the booths. The social distancing is happening, and there's line marks on the ground, officers out there ensuring that. People going into the booth, it's limited to, depending on the size of the hall, they're limited to six people at the time. And the people arriving is not a rush hour like back in the old days where it's all chock-a-block, but it's slowly stringing along. People realise that, lunch hour can be chock-a-block. Yeah, it's a little bit more, but not as bad as before. And people are actually coming, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and staggering it through. So, at the moment, Queensland Health has advised, based on science, that low risk. So, as of we're speaking right now, the election is continuing. That is part of essential services. If it's called off, mate, my part of it, I'm mayor till the next person gets sworn in. So I'll just keep going ahead and basically chair of disaster. My focus is on that right now.
Yeah.
So that's up to the state government.
Okay, thanks, Tom.
My pleasure. Bye.